Between the rising cost of living and the omnipresence of monopolies in the private sector, the annual spring lesson for Ontario youth, if they choose to stay here, is to consider a career in government, proven again by Thursday's release of the province's Sunshine List. The annual list logs all Ontario bureaucrats and politicians who earned more than $100,000 the previous year, a number of workers that jumped to just over 300,000 in 2023 from almost 267,000 in 2022. On this year's list, 13,254 Ontarians earned more than $200,000 in government salary, highlighted in Niagara by two outgoing bureaucrats. Now retired Niagara Health Chief of Staff Dr. Johan Viljoen at $587,406, and former Niagara Regional Police Chief Brian McCullough at $356,231. Locally, Town of Pelham Sow David Cribbs was the only member of the $200,000 club, but Pelham's $100,000 plus list grew to 13 from 12 in 2022. Town of Pelham Sunshine List, Position and 2023 Salary David Cribbs, Sow $207,932. Teresa Quinlan Murphy, Director of Corporate Services $161,095. Barb Weens, Director of Planning and Development $161,095. Bob Limburner, Fire Chief $161,073. Jennifer Sturton, Town Solicitor $154,997. Vicky Van Ravensway, Director of Recreation, Culture and Wellness $143,224. Jason Marr, Director of Public Works $143,219. Michael Zimmer, Chief Building Official $136,472. Ryan Cook, Manager of Public Works $119,746. Michael Guglielmi, Manager of IT $119,746. Usama Siraj, Manager of Financial Services $119,356. Derek Young, Manager of Engineering $115,144. William Tigert, Interim Town Clerk $106,603. Premier Doug Ford was paid $208,974 last year, some $115,000 less than his own Chief of Staff Patrick Sackville. Niagara West MPP Sam Osterhoff earned $133,217. Metrolinx CEO Phil Verster, who oversees GO Transit and Toronto's years behind schedule Line 5 LRT project, was paid just over $839,000. For the third straight year, the highest paid government employee was Ontario Power Generation CEO Kenneth Hartwick at $1.9 million.